morning. This is Dr. Cheryl Kirby, Associate State Director for the Florida SBDC Network. I'm here today with Kelly Massey, the Regional Director for the Florida SBDC at the University of West Florida. Today he's going to discuss his participation in the upcoming Innovation Awards. Thank you for joining us, Kelly.
Thank you for having me, Cheryl.
So Kelly, tell us about the Innovation Awards.
Well, we're very excited to be a part of the Innovation Awards. Just to tell you a little bit about the Innovation Awards, they are a business plan competition presented by Innovation Coast, Space Florida, and, of course, the Florida SBDC Network. The awards provide a chance for high-tech entrepreneurs to win cold, hard cash, get expert coaching, and get noticed by investors. So it's a very interesting way for these businesses to get some exposure. The competition is open to businesses and entrepreneurs across the southeastern U.S. and will offer companies a chance to present their business cases to venture capitalists, angel investors, and other types of financiers. To tell you a little bit more about it, there will be a panel of experts that will select the top 20 companies to showcase their products and services in front of an audience of entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and potential investors. From there, the top 10 companies will compete before a panel of judges for cash prizes in excess of $150,000. The top plan will receive $100,000 in cash awards, with $50,000 going to the second place plan. Both will be awarded through a Space Florida sponsorship. The third place company will then receive a prize package that includes free office space from the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. So it's a lot of good prizes to be offered. The event, more than just the prizes, will provide an opportunity for the companies to be seen by potential investors. And all of the top 20 companies will receive an exclusive no-cost business coaching and consulting services from our Florida SBDC Network business consultants. So we're very excited for our office to be a part of that. We will invite venture capitalists and angel investors to the competition. And it is an important note that the previous two Space Florida sponsored competitions led to over $40 million in total capital investment for participating companies. So these competitions are really working well. And finally, the Innovation Awards event will be held at November 6th and 7th at the Hilton, located on beautiful Pensacola Beach, Florida. So we're very excited.
Can you share with us specifically more about the business mentorship that the Florida SBDC at UWF will be providing?
Absolutely. We have assembled a team of our best business consultants to mentor. They're all great, but our best ones to mentor each of the top 20 companies in an effort to determine, number one, the feasibility of their business concept. Is it feasible? We will assist them with market and industry research from databases that we have available and research that we have available to identify what is going on in the industry, industry trends, what's going on with government regulations that may involve them, and is there just simply an opportunity for them. We will assist them with business plan preparation, which is very important because they need a plan in order to present that plan, which includes preparing a financing proposal, you know, how much money will you need and on what terms, a company description, who are you, what type of business entity are you planning on being, where are you going to be located, description of your product or service, you know, what are you selling, who will it benefit, how much will it cost, marketing strategies, how will you penetrate the market, and number one, create awareness of your product or service, the development of your potential operational plan, and describe the actual process by which your product or service is made. Who will your suppliers be, for example, and what methods of distribution will you use to disseminate your product or service? So also we're going to help them with other parts of the business planning, such as market analysis. Number one, is there a market for your product? We'll help them with their financial projections, where their business cash flow based on the research that we've done. Will you be able to meet your obligations? What are your sales projections? What are your profit projections? How many units will you need to sell to even break even? What will your fixed cost be, variable cost, cost per unit? All these things we will assist them in determining startup expenses things like that, so and use of proceeds list. So we will offer a myriad of services for them. The competitors will need to be compared to convince that investor. So they'll be doing a sales pitch that they're making a good investment in that particular company. They will need to be able to sell their idea, and the only way they can do that is if they have a completed, thorough business plan. Many investors and bankers that will be listening to these people are data-driven. So when you're selling your idea to them, they're going to be thinking in their mind, why should I invest? Why do you think you'll sell that many units? Why do you think those marketing weapons that you're choosing to use will work for your business or product? The business plan data will answer many of those questions and give the competitor ammunition to convince the judges that their project will be well prepared and researched. So we're very excited again.
And again, those are services that through this competition are going to be offered by your consultants at the Florida SBDC at UWF.
And correct. And we are also planning on possibly bringing in other experts as well, but definitely will be coordinated primarily directly from our very seasoned business consultants that we have on staff, correct.
So, Kelly, can you tell us about the Florida SBDC Network's involvement?
Absolutely. First, I have to say it was an easy decision for our CEO, Mike Myrie, to agree to be a title of sponsor for the Innovation Awards. I think that was a very good decision on his part. In addition, he knew that our expertise here at the SBDC and the knowledge will be a tremendous asset to those competing. Mentoring and assisting new, emerging, and established businesses is what we do every day anyway. If I may brag a little bit, the Florida SBDC helped Florida businesses create and retain and save 47,000 jobs, generated sales of $6.3 billion, acquired government contracts of $588 million, gained capital of $235 million, and start 744 businesses. I mean, who better to mentor these competitors than our battle-tested consultants? We have been hard at work, and that is why the state of Florida named the Florida SBDC Network the state-designated principal provider of business assistance.
So, Kelly, what does this type of event mean for Northwest Florida?
I think this event is a testament to our regional commitment to develop our technology and knowledge-based companies and draw national attention to our emerging technology sector along the northern Gulf Coast. Plus, $150,000 in cash awards will get us a lot of the attention around the southeastern United States. So we're, again, very excited. Our region has a lot going for it here in the Panhandle, and we have support from many of our influential organizations that all have a common mission here to enhance our business climate. The Innovation Awards is just a great example of that.
What type of businesses are eligible to apply?
My understanding is the Innovation Awards are open to businesses and entrepreneurs in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Winning companies must maintain a corporate presence in Northwest Florida or establish a corporate presence in Northwest Florida within 90 days of selection. In addition, participating companies may be startups, but they must demonstrate an acceptable leverage opportunity and demonstrate a pathway towards robust job creation. We are looking for companies engaged in research and development activities with potential for disruptive innovation such as space transportation, advanced aerospace platform, satellite systems and science payloads, cybersecurity and robotics, clean or alternative energy applications, and advanced materials and new products, things like that.
So when is the application deadline?
Applications are available online right now and will be accepted through May 31st, and there is a $500 application fee. Finalists will be notified by June 15th. Again, the Innovation Awards event will be held November 6th and 7th at the Hilton Pensacola Beach. To apply, simply go to www.innovationcoast.com. Click on Innovation Awards on the Innovation Awards button and then the application button and complete the application. It's a pretty simple process.
Kelly, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for what you're doing with Northwest Florida and the Innovation Awards. Again, for your information, the Innovation Awards will be held November 6th and 7th at the Hilton on Pensacola Beach. For more information or to apply, please visit www.innovationcoast.com.